parents and students march in front of the Unit 4 school board meeting with yellow signs that say change, not chaos. Many, like Alvaro Molina, have their own ideas for how the school board can raise the achievement of vulnerable students without moving students next year. Molina has two kids, one in high school and one attending International Prep Academy. He's from Nicaragua and founded a free school there.
What we've done in Nicaragua is we found a sponsor that can stick their hands in their pocket. So in other words, very small class size, plenty of teachers, plenty of resources, considering that we live in one of the poorest countries in the face of this planet.
Unit 4 is collecting feedback throughout October on its two options for reassigning students. The board plans to vote in December. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.